Well, one of the things that we noticed when we first walked into the orphanage is how quiet it was. Now, you have all of these babies lined up in the orphanage, but they had learned when there's no response to crying, they simply stopped crying. And the last day of our first visit to Russia, we were told we had to leave, we had to go back to the United States. And we walked outside of the door, but before we did, I put my hands on the heads of both of the boys and said, "I will not leave you as orphans. We will come for you." And as soon as we walked out of the door, one of them, whose name is now Benjamin, fell down into that crib and just started screaming. And it was the most beautiful sound I'd ever heard. Because even though he was in despair and distress, he recognized us as his parents, and he knew that he would be heard. The other thing that was startling to me is that it didn't happen the way I thought it would happen. When we went and received our sons and started to take them out to the car, they were terrified. They were reaching back toward the orphanage, even though this place was absolutely horrific. But they were reaching back toward it because it was all they'd ever known. And all I could think about in the car as I was, you know, trying to reassure them, things are really great where we're going, you just don't know, is that's exactly what God has to say through the Holy Spirit when he tells us about our adoption, that this momentary suffering is nothing compared to the freedom of the glory of the children of God that waits for us in our inheritance. Their problem is exactly my problem when I hang on to all of these scraps of absolute nothing rather than seeing an all-surpassing glory before me in the inheritance of Christ.